There are people, George, who walk in two dimensions at one time. They have one foot in this world, they have one foot in the other world. And they're literally torn between those two dimensions.
Are they aware that they're doing this?
Most of them are not. Many of them, George, hear voices. Many of them can't sleep at night. Many of them see others, and they feel that they just don't fit, that something is different about who they are. They're not plugged in to what we would call the norm.
I can't tell you how many people, Hans, call Coast to Coast, and they have these other voices.
Yeah.
In some cases, they hear voices coming from fans and refrigerators. Now, does that mean there's something wrong here?
Those are electrical appliances, George, and the spirit can literally transmit energy through electricity. Remember, everything is a vibratorial pattern.
Okay, so it doesn't mean these people have a problem.
No, not at all.
Okay.
The problem is they think they do because others tell them they do.
Of course. You know, most people, if you say, I open up my refrigerator and I hear voices, or my fan's on and I hear that.
Right.
I even remember getting a call. Now, this one's far-fetched, but let me get your reaction on this. Somebody called me and said that they picked up on their fan a 1920 or 1930 radio broadcast.
Oh, absolutely. That vibrational pattern is still going around the world. Now, there is a machine. Now, I don't know much about this, but there's a machine in Germany somewhere that has been able to pick up the taped recordings of Adolf Hitler and Mussolini and Roosevelt and tape them.
From somewhere out there?
From somewhere out there.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing to me. It's like Carillion photography, being able to...
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing.
Now, these people who walk in both our dimension and this other world, and they don't know they're doing it, what can happen to them?
Well, unfortunately, what happens to them is they're not able... I shouldn't say not. Most of them have a difficulty facilitating their life. They're not able to move. They get into a stuck place.
They're confused.
Absolutely. And they don't have a sense of projection. They can't plan anything. They feel that no matter what they do, it's not going to make it. And again, they're literally stuck between two dimensions. But that once a soul understands that that's what is going on for them, they can set themselves free by being aware of the fact that they are so close to the spirit and yet grounded here. They're in a perfect world. And there's resources there that we can teach people how to make that a wonderful place to be.
I would love to have that ability, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have it.
And you have it. I was just going to say it. You do have it.
I do have it. And I have to say to you, there were times early on, I mean, if I hadn't had the kind of family, George, that I have, I mean, when, you know, it's okay when your 3 or 4 or 5 year old child says that they have an imaginary playmate.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. But not when you're 14, 15, 20, 25. Then people begin to look at you like, you know, I think you need some help.
Yeah. How many people, Hans, might be in institutions today because their family thought that they were a little off kilter?
Hundreds of thousands.
Unbelievable.
You know, I remember last time I was on back in April, I told you that one third of the referrals that come to me now come from psychiatrists and PhDs.
They spot this, don't they?
They spot it. And we've trained, we've taught them, we've shown them that not everybody who's hearing voices is crazy. And what is crazy anyway? It's somebody's opinion of you.
Give me an example without the name, obviously. You got to protect that. Of someone who has come your way and what you did for them and what they told you.
Well, for instance, I had a client in New York a while back, and she was referred to me by a psychiatrist that had been a client of mine, and the lady has been hearing voices since she was a little girl, and she kept hearing a little girl named Amy, and she would wake up in the morning, and Amy would say good morning to her, and her hair would stand up on the back of her head, you know. And she kept hearing this voice. Amy would talk to her. And finally, Amy's mother said, well, you know what? My daughter needs help. And they sent her to the psychiatrist. They institutionalized her and gave her shock treatment.
My God.
God help us all. Luckily for her, she survived that horrible ordeal. This therapist, psychiatrist, sent her to see us. And I said to her, because the Spirit said to me, tell her it's her sister. She didn't make it in this time. She's sorry and wants her to know that she's always going to be with her. Well, apparently, the mother had never told the daughter that she was a twin.
Oh, my.
And so what happened is that the daughter, who was her, who was the twin of Amy, wanted to be in her life and to let her know that she'd be there, sort of guide her, protect her, and love her, because they're, you know, they're sort of soul sisters, if you will.
She was attached to her.
She was literally attached to her. And so then I had to say what had happened, and apparently Amy went back to the mother and said to her, why didn't you tell me I was a twin?
The mother must have just fallen over when she
heard that.
She
just went, you know, bonkers. And then she started being terribly remorseful and guilty for institutionalizing her daughter. We had to fix that, which was fine. I'd be happy to do so. But you have two absolutely wonderful people on this side and a wonderful person on the other side reunited. And to me, that's the value of our work.
When... what percent, if you can say this, mm-hmm. what percent hands of people who say that they are experiencing this really are, and what percent really might not? Maybe they do have a problem.
I would say to you, honestly, probably about 65% are actually experiencing what they say they're experiencing.
Okay. And then the other 35% have a severe situation.
Many people are chemically off balance slightly and need medicines, and you know there's ways that we can help them as well, and but we have to, in society today, we have to be careful to label and, you know, and categorize people based on what we think we know, because what we think we know have changed so dramatically in 100 years.
Does the person, the person who's sensitive, who's got this thing happening to him, does he have to be specially sensitive to it, or is it the spirit that does most of the work, I guess, to make himself known?
I'm sorry, is that referring to mediums?
Well, no, the individual. You know, this 65% of people who have this ability.
Most of these people are born what we call sensitive to vibrational patterns. I mean, when I was young, they would say I'd cry if a leaf fell off a tree. So you are very, very sensitized by the spirit.